Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for a Torah, number 708. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. Today's 10 is sponsored by the Luxembourg family, Le'ilui Nishmas Yitzchak Yehuda ben Avraham. And so, over the past bunch of weeks, we've been discussing Shemos, Va'era, Bo, V'shalach. Of course, these are the weeks of Yitzias Mitzrayim. These are the weeks of the original story of the Exodus, the slavery itself, and we know that one time a year we have an incredible focus on the events of these parshios, and that's the Seder night. The Seder night is the night on which, as we're going to discuss, we are trying to imagine ourselves as if we are ourselves taken out of Egypt, and we'll discuss that in just a moment. But this maybe should have more of a focus these weeks when we're learning the parshios themselves. When we're talking about the stories and we're thinking of what happens, it's a lot to try to pack it all into one night, one evening. And so we actually do have weeks, Shmos Ve'era, Bo B'Shalach, to talk about and to consider what Yetzias Mitzrayim is really all about. So we know that in this week's parsha, it discusses the long-term memory we're supposed to be having from these events. It says, Zachar Semazah, Sheyitzasam, Mimitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim. Remember this day, and remember the significance of it. It says, V'higadat HaLebincha B'yom Ahuh Le'emar. You will tell your children on that day when they ask, Mavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. And so, not only is the story itself told, it's told about how, in the future, we will still tell the story. Hu Shetzivanu L'saper B'inyin Tzias Mitzrayim B'leil Tesva B'nisan. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, this is the mitzvah that we have to repeat this story, as he says, Kol echad kefi tzachos l'shono, each one to their ability. Ulahalel ulashabeach Hashem yisparach al kol hanisim sha'asa lanu sham, and to praise Hashem for all of the miracles done there. Okay, so why is this so important? Why is this such a significant story and such an important event? The Chinuch says, Sheyizkru ha'yehudim la'olam hanisim ha'gdolim sha'asa lahem Hashem yisparach. We should always remember these miracles, the amazing things that happened, the Makos, the Kriyas Yamsuf, all of those events that occurred in those times. What's the goal of those memories? Why should we think of those stories? Not just to have stories to tell, but as the Chinuch himself explains, he says there's a reason that Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a focus of the entirety of the Torah. How many things, how many mitzvos are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? How many mitzvos asay, positive commandments? How many mitzvos lo tasay, negative commandments? It's overwhelming. Why is it so significant? So he says, remembering these miracles, remembering this story, its purpose is Lafisha Hulanu Ost Umofes Gamur Bechidosh HaOlam. Because this story allows us to consider and focuses our belief in there being a creation, a beginning to the world, and there being specifically a creator. V'chiyesh Eloka Kadmon Chafetz V'yachol. There is a creator, a first cause, that has desires, interests, and is able. U'v'yodol l'shanosam kol ma sh'yachpotz b'chol zman min hazmanim. And can change the course of the creation that this creator created, as we see through the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And so, it's really about two specific things, what we refer to as Metzias Hashem, the existence of God, and more importantly, or I don't know, equally importantly, His Hashkacha, not just that we believe in some sort of, deistic belief of a God who created the world and stepped away, but that we believe a theology, we're theologians, theists, who believe in God's consistent involvement in the world. How do we know this? Where do we know this from? We know this from the episode of Yetzias Mitzrayim, from these stories, from the Makos, from God's involvement then, and now we believe that it continues, of course, through today. So the focus on telling this story is really repeating these events and repeating the beliefs that hopefully come from these events. Now this story, of course, is mentioned multiple times a day. We do Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim multiple times a day. We talk about it in Kiddush. We mention it in the Shema consistently. But Sipur, telling the story specifically on Pesach, seems to be a little bit different. Reb Chaim Brisker would explain that in one way it's different because when you are Zocher, when you remember, you just have to keep that to yourself. Sipur is to discuss it with others, which is why we have this whole conversational question and answer script that we have at the Seder. Another distinction between regular Zechira, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Sipur, is when it comes to Zechira, you only have to think about actually leaving. We got out. But Sipur tells the whole story. It tells the beginning and the middle and the end. It doesn't just cut sort of the spoiler that we got out. It talks about how it all went down. We learned so much from those events as well. And finally, included in the mitzvah of Sipur is all of the mitzvos that are attached to the actual commandment. We have mitzvos and symbols and things and matzah and maror and all of the different things that we're going to be involved in at the Seder night, the trappings of this memory. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, whereas the memory itself is just what we do every day. We remember, we talk about we got out of Egypt, Ga'al Yisrael, we talk about that, but we don't think about how it happened, or we don't think about the symbols and explain those every single day. Okay, so this mitzvah is deeply significant, and we're supposed to talk about it, and we're supposed to understand it, but the stakes are even higher, actually. The stakes, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, require us, the requirement really is that b'chol dar v'dar, chayav adam liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzam mitzrayim. So not only is there this obligation for us to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim as a historical imperative, but also to imagine that we ourselves were there. Now, we were also redeemed. So what is that all about? How am I supposed to do that? So the Rishonim disagree exactly as to what this means. Some understand quite simply, listen, it's practical. If Paro had not let us out, we would still be there. So thankfully, to Paro, we would still be there, and therefore, if not for Paro, we would still be there, not for God taking us out specifically, we would still be there, and therefore, I can see myself as having been redeemed as well. Okay, so that might be the simple explanation. Others understand that, no, there's something about our neshamos. Our neshamos would have suffered the pain, or they had suffered the pain. They were in existence, and they had suffered the pain of the exile. They had suffered the pain of the subjugation. And then we were also redeemed in that way. The Pasuk says that Hashem is kel motziyem mi Mitzrayim. Motziyem, in present tense. You know, perhaps we should be thinking about this in the terms of our own personal Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, have there been stories, have there been events in our life where we felt God's hand involved in our life, where we believe that God is not only the creator of the world, but also that God is still involved in that world. That is perhaps the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We should also see ourselves having been there as well. It requires a great imagination to be able to put ourselves into the shoes of our ancestors. And we have a lot of this Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo was read by some. The Rambam has Laharos Es Atzmo. We should show ourselves. We should display there people who put on sorts of costumes and do different things so that we are able to reenact the events so that we feel them in a more visceral way. We are able to trigger our imagination by going through these physical events. Some people walk around the table carrying things. We lean, right? We crunch, we chew, we smell, we look at blood or things that look like blood. You know, we do the things which sort of get us viscerally into the feeling, into the sense, into the emotion. So whether it's Chayav Adam Laharos Es Atzmo, Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo, whether we show or whether we see, we have to see ourselves as if we left Egypt. Now that's a tall task. It's a difficult thing to try to imagine that historically we were there, irrespective of how much imaginational effort we put into it. But maybe that we could think of some ways to perhaps wonder, how can we imagine ourselves having been freed? What are the things that we have been through where we felt God's hand in our lives? What are the areas that we've seen, even the more recent stories that we've read, where we see a modern day Yetzias Mitzrayim? We know that we have this B'chol dar v'dar omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. We talk about the generational consistency of those who attempt to destroy the Jewish people. And of course, as it says in V'hisha Amda, Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is matzileinu miyadam. How many stories are there where, even if it's not Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, there are remarkable things about the survival of the Jewish people that point to the existence of God and God's involvement in this world? That, I believe, is the real challenge of the Seder night, and maybe the entire year. Not only imagining that story, and that we were a part of that story, and what it taught the Jewish people then, up until today, but also to really think about our continuing story throughout history. How many more of those episodes have there been? Kel Motzi'ein Mimitzrayim, God who consistently and still to this day takes us out of Egypt in this story or in that and shows his presence in the world. That's what requires concentration, focus, and retelling. That's what really, really needs to engage us in conversation. Have a great day.